the official podcast of ICC Concordia, where we discuss all things engineering. I am your host, Thomas, and today I am not alone. Indeed, joining me are alumni of the Industrial Engineering Program at Concordia. I have Tim, George, and Anthony. During this episode, we will discuss what I have dramatically chosen to name their capstone journey for they formed a team that have been awarded the number one position in the competition, I guess, last year. I'm not sure if that's how it's called. So we'll be discussing the capstone project, a project which every engineering student has to complete at the end of their bachelor's. Is most of the time, I guess, partnered with a company. So we'll give you some tips and tricks and some behind the scenes behind how the year went. So before we get started, I would like to ask, how are you guys?
Doing fantastic, man.
Yeah. How's the summer going?
It's going good. It's really nice to have actual sunny days, not just rain.
Yeah. Even if you're working.
Even if I'm working.
Yeah. And you, Anthony, how's it going?
I'm gonna say I'm tired, but that's nothing new for anyone that's like if most people are asked, "Hey, how are you?" and my standard response is not "I'm good, you." It's "I'm tired." but yeah, other than that, it's been a good summer.
Okay, to notice everyone, that's not the full team. There are two members that are not there, unfortunately, Caitlin and Chloe. But we'll make sure to credit them for how they the way they participated in the project also.
Big time.
Yeah. So I presented the capstone from my perspective because I'm about to start that project in the coming year. But I don't know if you guys find it an accurate description or is it something that because I feel like I kind of know what is capstone, but at the same time, until week one, you don't really know what it is and how you're going to tackle it. So, how did you think of capstone before starting the year?
I'm gonna go with the spiel I always kind of go with that I think I introduced to Tim is. The capstone is based on the term that they used for the pyramids. So in the ancient Egyptian pyramids, they used to top it off with a marble, as they called capstone. And that's what this is meant to be for engineering graduates. It's meant to top off your education. It's meant to be a culmination of everything you've worked on. You're working with a team of other students. You're doing what your major should be doing in the industry. So for industrial engineering students, it's you work with a company, you propose improvements, whatever they may be, and you do that. For mech engineers, they design something. Actually, for most other engineering students, they just design something. They don't need to get a company sponsor or all of that, but I think they are welcome to. If it's applicable,
I believe aerospatial the whole because us it's in teams, which is something we'll discuss afterwards. But I think aerospatial it's the whole class is participating on the same project.
I think aerospace and I'm gonna say civil are similar in that regard. I remember talking to someone in civil and they said that they like one team was working on the foundation kind of thing. Another team was working on the baseline support. I guess I don't know what it's called. I'm not a civil engineering student. So each team had a different aspect that they needed to work on.
Space is the same. I remember speaking to someone and they're like, yeah, one team is working on the electrical components, one team is working on the structure, and the other team is working on like the propulsion side of it. So
cool. Well, but it's not the case for us in industrial engineering. We have to form teams, and is this something that you guys did on purpose? I guess did you guys know each other before, or how did the team come about?
Oh yeah, we started building our team, I'd say, in 2019,
middle of second year, probably.
Yeah, middle of second year.
I was approached separately by you and Caitlin.
Oh, sick. Okay, I didn't know about Caitlin, but I remember approaching Anthony. It had been two classes we had worked together pretty closely, and came up to him and I said, "Hey, are you down to do Capstone? Obviously, it's in a few years, but are you down?" And he was like, "Absolutely."
Okay.
And so Anthony was the first one. Our goal, you know, following that, you know, that friendship kind of thing, our goal was to try to keep our Capstone team solely IISE. You know, current and or past members. That was my wish, that everyone would be from IISC, because, you know, if you had participated in a student association, you know, obviously that speaks a lot for your commitment, your time management skills, and
the first time I'm hearing about this requirement. I didn't know about this one.
You guys... It wasn't a requirement. It was a wish. It was a goal. I wanted to.
I didn't put this in my application to the team.
No, I remember talking to Kim, one of the previous IIC presidents, and I told her, "Hey, you know, my wish is to have everyone from IIC," and she was like, "Pretty solid idea, right?"
Mm.
So
yeah, I guess it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so George, was it the same thing for you? Like, did you come along a bit later? Or?
I think a little later I came along. From when I remember, Tim also approached me. We had a great relationship, Tim and I, even Anthony, and especially the first year when we all pretty much joined IISC. We all joined it together. Mm-hmm. Right? Tim was VP sponsorship. Anthony was a director for marketing, and I was director for academics. That's when we really became close as friends, and that's when the relationship really started between us three, and also Caitlin and Chloe.
Mm.
Yeah, Chloe was a bit afterwards. I think it was closer to the end of second year, I want to say. It was when we worked on, I want to say, 411.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We took in Do 411, took it.
Yeah, we took
her.
That in our second summer semester, so at the end of our second year, and we discussed about having Chloe in the team. And then I guess once we kind of had the team a bit before third year started. Like, we had the team pretty much down packed, and then in third year, basically all your classes have group projects.
Yeah.
So we just kind of did use those as a dry run.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like those projects helped a lot with how, like, you guys already knew, aside from being friends, how each other worked and like how to organize, which roles to
big
take
time.
On? Yeah.
Big time. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, it's everyone kind of knew the other, you know, their flow, their vibe, how they work together. And, you know, I became the project manager for the PM for the Capstone, and I pretty much led all of the other group projects we had, you know, leading up to Capstone. So everyone knew how I organized the stuff, how I planned for meetings, and how our structure would look like. So nothing was foreign for us. We knew how it would look like. And that was a really good advantage. That was a really good, really good boost for us.
So do you feel like there would be a way for, because a lot of teams won't have that luxury of being having been together for such a long time. Is there any way, like, maybe it sounds corny, but some team bonding or some way, let's say a team forms this summer, is there something you would recommend for them to do in order to like start on the right path from the get-go?
I think I know how to answer this. I would say get to know each other. Really, like, get to know each other really well. I remember Tim sitting down for breakfast with him in our winter semester. And it was really nice. You know, we just talked, you know, about life and about anything, you know. Like, get to know each other. Like, don't, and when you get to know the other person, don't talk about school. Like, have, like, talk about, you know, other stuff.
Good points. Yeah, yeah.
Because then if you always talk about school, 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 it's hard to get to know that person. Well, if you talk about anything, any other topic, talk about your hobbies, talk about what you like doing, talk about your family, stuff like that. You really get to know the person on a deeper level, and then you understand them more, I guess, in a way, and they become a close friend to you.
Nice.
I think, yeah, that's a huge part of it, is making sure, like, even just observing your teammates and how they work on other things is incredibly important, because I know that, for example, Tim and I, we have very different working styles. We've touched upon this in many other episodes. But, like, the fact that he knew how I worked was a huge thing. So if you don't know your teammates, make sure that you guys are on the same page in terms of knowing how everyone does their work, knowing how people approach a problem. Because if you don't, like, there's no way you're going to be able to kind of solve the big capstone problem that you have. So, yeah, that's kind of my thing, is making sure you have, like, even on the side of yourself, like, make sure you understand how you work. And then you can then even tell people, if, like, people don't have the chance to observe you doing it, you can tell them straight up, like, hey, I work best when I have a very rigid structure. And okay. Then they can help build around that.
Nice. I think we'll come back a bit about, like, the different roles and the team dynamics a bit further down the road in this episode. But I also wanted to touch on, actually, how did you guys pick the project? How did it come about? What was the connection? Where did it come from?
Jam packed with stuff right there. Let me backtrack a bit. Our goal with Capstone was to begin super early. I'm talking August, right?
Okay.
Pretty much a year ago, my goal was to have, you know, starting August, we already have our project. And we'd start the DMAIC phases, you know, you define, measure, analyze. We would start the define phase in August. So in September, full speed ahead, there we go. That did not pan out. We had a bit of a hard time trying to find a company, which was surprising, really, and concerning for us, because we're like, yo, we're on top of everything. We're super early. We got our stuff down, right? And no company was willing to take us. And we could talk more about the struggles and challenges of just Indu Capstones finding companies, but we ended up having to go back to our Capstone supervisor, Dr. Masume Kazemi. We went up to her and we're like, look, we're having a hard time. Finding a sponsor is incredibly difficult. Do you have any contacts? She gave us a contact. We reached out on LinkedIn, and in a matter of maybe I'd say a few weeks to a month, we had a solid point of contact within that company. We're purposely not mentioning the name of the company here, just so that, you know, so that the listeners are aware of. But we got a contact in the company, and then it was just a matter of one or two meetings down the road, and we had the project.
Okay.
Some teams get lucky. They have an amazing contact, and over the summer, it's a question of one email sent. Yeah, of course, we'll do a project with you guys. Done. We're done. For us, it wasn't the case. I remember we reach out to a few companies. They're like, oh yeah, we're super down. It's amazing. And then later down the road, it's like, oh, sorry guys, it won't work. Goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so frustrating.
We got straight up ghosted by a company, didn't
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Like, I was talking to one of the... Like, I had made a kind of a working friendship with one of the directors of a company. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to him, and he was super interested in what we were talking about. And then he just didn't...
like a bad Tinder date, like.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, exactly. God. I was like, did I say something?
What happened? Yeah, I remember what Anthony's describing. The guy was like, "Oh yeah, guys, I'm super down for this project with you. Expect." I remember his exact words. Expect an email in the coming week. It's been a year.
Yeah,
been a year.
Maybe he just forgot to press send. I don't know. But like,
it's still in the drafts.
It's still in the drafts. Actually, it just bounced off my. I really don't.
Right.
Like, that's the big thing with Indie Capstone is finding the project is probably the biggest. I'd say it's the biggest hurdle to get over. And once you get over that, then there's much smaller hurdles of like doing the work. But like finding, because like other engineering majors, they won't have to find a company. It's like, hey, you have an idea, you do the idea.
Yeah.
But in Indu, it's like,
you have to find an industry partner. Yeah, actually, like I know you guys, so I know like it's not because of how you approach your companies that you probably had the trouble finding one. So I wanted to know like how did you present yourself to potential sponsors? Did you have like a PowerPoint? Did you have like a special way? Were you like a consulting team or something?
Okay, dude,
that's an amazing good question. Yeah.
So, oh man. Nerd alert. Starting in January before Capstone. So this is a full 9 months before Capstone started. I made a meeting with the team. I'm like, look, we're going to ace this. We're gonna win this. And here's how we're going to do it. We build a team CV. I'm so proud of the work we did right there. We build a team CV. We did a team photo shoot.
Damn.
And we prepared, as you said, a PowerPoint to clearly explain what we do and what we needed to have a successful project. So all of these three were, you know, a testament to, hey, we've got our stuff in order. We're ready to go. Right. And we present that to companies. We try to book a meeting with them and present that PowerPoint and present really super high level structure of how we're thinking the project will go. So the mic, right? And also our requirements for a project. Because, you know, the industrial engineering capstone, this is a side note, has a requirement. You need to apply at minimum three major building blocks of the engineering, the industrial engineering degree. So operation, research, simulation, human factors, inventory control, just to name a few of them, right? So we'd present that, our high-level plan and our project requirements, and then we'd say to the company, here's our CV. Share it with your team. Share it around, pass it around, do whatever you have to. Take some time to review the PowerPoint, and then once you find a project that works well for us, for both of us, let us know. The big challenge to that question was the time horizon. You know, the industrial engineering capstone or the capstones at Concordia, they last 8 months.
Right.
That's a lot compared to other capstones, you know, other universities do. You know, our capstone is on the long side. I've heard other universities do only 4 months, like a regular semester. So when we'd come up to a company and say, we need an 8 month long project, they were sometimes put aback saying, okay, sheesh, 8 months to do a project. That's kind of long. That's going to be tough. We're going to have to think about it. Okay. And that's one of the big hurdles is trying to find a project that a company is willing to stretch out for 8 months.
Yeah, especially for students, because I guess a long project they'll just give to an actual employee or something like that, or like they'll discuss it. It's something serious, right? So
even at
so,
that, yeah. like a long project in a company is either going to be like, depending the company, some of them a long project is like 4 months, and some of them a long project is 3 years. Like it's really going to depend.
It really depends on the scope too of the project.